Marielle went down on all fours, gripping the bridge firmly. She waited until it ceased moving, then scampered across swiftly, leaping the final part and landing safe on the other side of the ford.
Well crossed, young mouse! Well crossed, I say! Who's next?
Dandin elected to try, with Marielle sitting on one end of the makeshift bridge and Tarquin holding the other end down. Dandin held the sword in both paws, straight out in front. It helped to balance him. The young mouse had a surprising natural agility. Despite the pike nosing against the branch, he made it across with ease, even leaping ashore with a fancy twirl of the sword. Tarquin nudged Duddy Quill.
Your turn, old chap.
The young hedgehog blinked his eyes and gulped.
If I turns out to be a fish's supper, tell my old Uncle Gabriel that I love him dear and I was a-thinking of him even as I was being ate. Ah, well, come on, Durry, brace up, Quill. If you don't try now, you never will.
With these few poetic lines, Durry scuttled out across the branch on all fours. It shook and wobbled furiously. The others held their breath, not wanting to call out advice, lest they should upset him. The hedgehog was at the centre of the bridge when a monstrous pike hailed itself clear of the water, arching its sinuous body as it slammed forcibly into the branch. Durry plopped off into the forge, yelling as the pike closed in on him.
I'm a thinking of him, Uncle Gabe! Help!
Eulalia!
Tarquin Elwood's sorrel came tearing out along the branch, half in and half out of the water. The branch flopping up and down madly into the ford. Grabbing Duddy by the snout, he swung him clear of the pike's jaws, kicking one pike savagely and braining another with his hair alina. The hare carried straight on with his mad dash. He sprinted out of the water with Duddy held tight, a damaged hair alina, and a big female pike latched onto him, his teeth sunk into his bobbed tail. Tarquin let go of Duddy and performed a mad war dance on the bank.
Oh, let go! Oh, you beast, let go!
Marielle twirled Gullwhacker and struck the pike, batting it with all her might. It separated from Tarquin's tail and shot through the air, landing in the ford with an awkward splosh.
Hooray!
Duddy cheered.
I ain't eight and we're all safe and dry.
Oh, I'm glad you're pleased, young Quill. Look at me, a chunk of me bottom and half a tail bob missing. Oh, what'll Hon Rosie say when she sees my handsome form disfigured?
They made camp in a forest glade farther up the road as night fell. Marielle and Dandin setting out the supper. Tarquin repairing his hair alina, whilst Duddy Quill put together one of his sovereign poultices for the hare's nether end. Marielle conversed quietly with a friend as they sat eating.
Dandin, where did you get that beautiful sword?
You'd never believe me if I told you, Marielle, but it came to me in a dream.
A dream? Surely you're not serious.
Oh, but I am. Strange, though. I dreamed I saw a mouse in full armour. He just stood there, watching me and smiling. I felt so peaceful and friendly and at ease with him. It was wonderful. He said to me, Dandin, go with Marielle. Just those four words. Then he took his sword and scabbard and laid them at my side. I knew it was only a dream which I wanted to last forever, but it didn't. When I woke before dawn, there were the sword and scabbard by my side. It must have been the spirit of Martin the Warrior. He founded our abbey. Martin is guardian of Redwall. They say he comes whenever the abbey or its creatures are in danger. I always thought it was just a nice story, until he visited me. I'll never forget it, Marielle.
The mouse maid crumbled a piece of bread and watched the ants bearing the fragments away, her face a strange picture of wonderment.
As you were speaking, Dandin, I remembered. It all came back. I dreamed of your Martin last night. He was just as you described him, a wonderful, brave figure. He said, be brave, Marielle. Follow your heart's desire. He was there in my dreams one moment and gone the next. I know what you mean when you say you'll never forget. I was so sad when he disappeared.
Any beast want more soup? If not, I'll just have what's left in the pot to keep me going through the old night watches, what? I say, Dandin, can you recall the next part of that rhyme thingamy?
The young mouse thought of his friend Sextus as he spoke the lines.
After the ford, one night, one day, seek out the otter and his wife. Forsake the path, go westland's way, find the trail and lose your life.
Duddy sniffed as he beat Tarquin to the last of the soup.
Lack a day, that sounds cheerful, don't it?
I wonder who the otter and his wife be.
Night closed in on the few red embers of the campfire in the glade as the travellers lay to rest. Tarkin with his herolina, Duddy with the well-licked soup bowl, Marielle with her gullwhacker, and Dandin with the strange ancient sword of Martin the Warrior.